enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Monday morning. Hey, hello. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. We're so glad that you're here. Good news. Only 4 days till Friday, so that's pretty cool. If you want to follow the Joe and Alex Show, you should. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. You can call in anytime. Seriously, save the number. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. We got a lot to get to this morning. Alex, I know at 7:30, 6:30 Central, Murder Monday. What's that all about?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the vampire rapist. And this one is very interesting. It's different than a lot of other ones because at first they didn't know that he could have maybe been a killer. So you'll have to find out if he is a killer.
I never heard of that in the Twilight series, so this is going to be interesting to me. So something new. How was your weekend, Alex?
It was good. I spent a lot of time with girlfriends, just doing things, brunch, pedicures, dinners. So that was good. I like whenever I have a weekend like that because then I'm distracted from being sad about being single.
I was going to ask, not to make it rough, but you didn't bring up a manicure, so you're really trying to avoid men at all costs. I'm just like, nope, not even going to get a mani.
I'm good for a mani right now. I'll probably have to do it later this week, though. And then I went to a baby shower for one of my best friends, and when I told my other friends what she was doing, they said that they had never in their lives heard of this before, and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, because I definitely have, and now I'm wondering if it's literally me that is the only one.
Okay, I kind of wonder what you actually are experiencing, what's this all about. So
we'll talk about that later.
Cool, Live the Web Girl, I saw y'all over Instagram this weekend, it looked like
yes.
You were lit.
I had a really good, fun weekend. I was home, where my parents are from, and I actually brought my boyfriend and my boyfriend's like best friend and roommate with me. We went to an MLB game, and then we golfed, and we had dinner, and then I stayed an extra day while they went home, and it was literally just so good and so relaxing, because normally when I go there, I'm only there for like literally 12 hours.
That sucks because, when you visit somebody, and
yeah,
it's more travel time than hang out.
Exactly. And that's normally what it is. And so my weekend is not relaxing because I'm like, the whole thing is rushed. And this was just a super relaxing weekend. And it was so much fun. I feel super recharged.
Another reason why we should all have 3-day weekends. It's obvious right there. Research. Pork Chop, how are you, bud?
I'm good. I had a good weekend. Chase's cousin came on down. She took a 5-hour drive to come visit.
I met her.
Yeah, I heard you met her.
Yeah.
They were, let's see, Saturday night, they went out to the bars and like some clubs or whatnot, and I Uber drove for like 3 hours, and I made a killing, let me tell you. $120 in 3 hours. Like,
dang.
Wow. Yeah, that's 40 an hour. So
you hear
that
drug dealers? Quit dealing drugs. Start giving people rides.
I had my orientation at my new steakhouse job.
And yes.
It was quick and easy. We just went over paperwork and the handbook and all that. So,
how are you feeling about this? Because we're all pulling for you. We want you to like get that extra money and actually, you know, feel more comfortable.
I think it'll be really good. It's really nice, really fancy. I actually start training this Wednesday, so that's good. And then last night I went to this place called Dick's Last Resort. If you're listening in Houston, they have one in Dallas.
Okay.
But they do have one here in Indianapolis, where we are. And the place, the reason this place is famous is because you're supposed to go there and the waiters and waitresses are supposed to like make fun of you and be mean to you and
rude to you.
Like, and I don't know, we felt like they weren't that rude to us, and the food we felt was kind of like mediocre.
Well, I assume the food's never great. And I'm like, you know where I like to go for a fancy meal? Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was expensive, so you'd think, like, it'd be good. Like, Chase and his cousin got, like, the mac and cheese, and it was, like, $15. Wasn't that great? I got a $20 steak. Definitely wasn't $20
yeah,
worth.
Yeah, I don't
and,
think like, Dick's the server... Last Resort is going to be known for their steaks.
I don't either. And then it was $20, though. And then the server was, like, nice to us. The rudest thing he did was throw the silverware.
What a bummer.
I know.
You know what, though? Overall, it sounds like it's bad, because don't say what it is, but if you is it still on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show, on our story?
Yeah, that was
They're
the best
even
part.
Bad at writing insults to Pork Chop or to anybody. Go see. I don't want to give it away. Maybe I kind of did right there, but if you don't already follow us, a good way to kick off your week to see what's happening with the show, Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. You'll find all of us on there, too. But click on the story. Look at what they wrote on Pork Chop's hat, because you're supposed to write an insult, right?
Right.
Okay. Wow, they got you good on that one.
Yeah,
so
right.
My weekend was kind of chill. My wife went to Michigan to go visit family. So they do that every year. They do like a little wine tour because Michigan's a big wine country up there as you head north. So they did that. So it's just me chilling alone. I don't know. I went to like a local church, asked me if I'd do something for a dunk tank. I'm like, wait, you want me at your church event? Do you listen to the Joe and Alex Show?
Did you get dunked?
No, it got rained out.
Aww.
We got rain in Indy, so it got rained out. And I was just like, I don't know. It was just a low-key weekend. I did have fun though Saturday. I took my dogs Benny and Paddington out for a walk, just kind of around my neighborhood where I live, and ran into a bunch of listeners. I actually went and hung out with some listeners later. I'm like, you know what? Fine, I'll come out and I'll buy you a drink because it was a girl's 30th birthday. But it was really cool. Had a good time. Other than that, I was really low-key just... I think I have to go to the doctor again, even though I trashed my hospital. My back's not feeling any better, and it's like 3 weeks.
Wait, it's not feeling any better?
Like, barely. And I'm watching these videos, and I'm like, okay, my disc is like, I'm WebMDing myself.
Maybe you
and
need
I think
surgery.
That's what I'm afraid of, and I don't want that. I do not want surgery.
No.
So I hope that's not the case, but I'm in pain. That's why, like, I was late today. I did, like, 45 minutes of stretching at home, and it still hurts. I can't sit.
I need to know, did you watch Game of Thrones last night?
I did, Live the Web Girl.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
I've been like trying not to like blow any spoilers, but now I know you know. Okay,
you know,
good.
Side note, shout out to all of our listeners. I posted up just kidding on my personal Facebook and on my Facebook page, just Joe Pesh Radio. I was like, all right, who's going to give me their HBO Now login? Message after message after message.
Oh,
I got logins
nice.
For days now. But yes, I did not expect Game of Thrones how it ended to end last night. So I'm sure Alex will talk a lot about that too. Coming up this morning.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Arnold Schwarzenegger was at an Arnold Classic Africa event in Africa when a man rushed behind him and drop kicked him in the back.
Nice.
You can hear that kick.
But like he barely hit him though. I don't understand that. Like he did make contact.
And then the security's all yelling.
Yeah, like you're gonna die now. You
so,
missed a Terminator.
After that, Arnold spoke and said, "Thanks for your concerns, but there's nothing to worry about. I thought I was just jostled by the crowd, which happens a lot. I only realized that I was kicked when I saw the video, like all of you. I'm just glad the idiot didn't interrupt my Snapchat."
You know. Go ahead.
Footage of the incident went viral on social media on Saturday, but he posted an update last night saying that he wasn't going to press charges against the guy. He said, "Update, a lot of you have asked, but I'm not pressing charges. I hope this was a wake-up call and he gets his life on the right track. But I'm moving on and I'd rather focus on the thousands of great athletes I met at Arnold Sports Africa." The Arnold Classic Africa is part of his Arnold Sport Festival, which hosts multi-sport competitions on 6 continents each year.
I hear a reporter asked him, "Hey, do you return? You know, plan on returning next year?" And he told him, "Yes. I'll be back."
And we have a brand new American Idol
After
winner.
The live Sorry. Nationwide vote from coast to coast. Of American Idol is Lane Hardin.
I don't even know who that is.
Me neither. Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey finally took home his certificate of graduation from Longview High School in Texas on Friday. The actor said, "31 years ago, I was you, a graduating Longview Lobo. The most important reason for my success, and I believe what will be the most important thing for your success, the one thing that we all have that we should never be for sale, and the thing that we give the most of and should protect with our life, is our heart. It's protocol at Longview High School for students to pick up their diplomas sometime after the graduation ceremony. Students generally only receive holders for their diplomas at the event." Rumors have been swirling that Kelly Clarkson has been taking weird pills to lose weight, and she says it's fake news. She tweeted, other fake news that's going around about me is that I've been taking weird pills for weight loss or doing weird fad diets. All of this is not true. I ain't got time for all that. I eat the same stuff I always have. It's all just made with different flours, sugars, and ingredients. And then she hashtagged Dr. Gundry, which I guess is some kind of dietitian or her doctor or something. Last summer, she did reveal that she suffered from a thyroid issue and her levels were now back to normal. And Cardi B leads all artists in nominations for the BET Awards with 7, including Best Female Hip-Hop Artist, Album of the Year for Invasion of Privacy, and the 2019 Coca-Cola Viewer's Choice Award. The 2019 BET Awards will air June 23rd from the Microsoft Theater in L.A.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Monday motivation. We go around the room and we say, you know what? Why don't we do one good story? The rest of the stories can be negative this week. Let's give you some positivity, some cool stuff. This kid really inspires me. I wish I was him about 13 years ago. Actually, 16 years ago. God, I'm getting old. A 17-year-old kid in Canton, Ohio named Michael is graduating from high school this month. That's cool.
Ooh.
But that's not what we're cheering about, guys. He's actually been overweight most of his life. We're not cheering about that either. But at one point, he was 325 pounds. That was a year ago. He said, you know what? I got to do something about this. So he said he overhauled his diet. He stopped eating pizza every day. Man, every day. That sounds good. And walked several miles to school every morning.
Good job.
Now, guess what happened if it was snowing or raining?
He didn't do it?
He still walked to school.
Wow.
You're not going to stop Michael. He's got goals. He's got dreams. He's got aspirations. That's how determined he was. And his high school actually gave him a shout out. This is how I saw it. It was on Facebook. He's lost 115 pounds. He says, my secret? You just got to want it. You have to really want it. That's all you have to do.
Wow.
And take a real look at his relationship with food. He said it was hard, but dang, it was worth it.
Good for him. That's great. I have a story from California. These two 10-year-old girls were having a slumber party, and all of the sudden, this naked guy breaks into the house and starts trying to, like, touch them and stuff. Well, the girls wake up just as he's starting to touch them, and they band together, and they fight this guy off. And one of them took off and immediately went to one of the parents. They called 911, and the cops were able to arrest this 26-year-old guy a couple days later, because the girls did such a good job describing him and calling 911 right away and telling somebody. And thank God they fought him off before he could do anything else. But isn't that so scary?
That is scary, and I'm glad they did it. But it's like, where do you get your stories from?
Know.
Like, the pedophile, like, prep? Where is
right,
this stuff
I'm
coming
so
from?
I'm so confused.
Same place you guys get your stories.
No, they're always so, like, kind of scary.
Yeah, they're good. Like, they are positive endings. Like, they almost
were
arranged.
They have good endings, but it's like, to get to the good ending, there's always some, like, bad muddy tracks we gotta walk through. Jeez.
Oh,
that's any good story. There's always a climax. The are they gonna make it? And then they make it.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex. Live the web, girl. What do you have?
So there is a woman who got a NASA internship, but she's a single mom. So she is right now in her, like, doctorate candidacy. She's going to school to get her PhD, and she has an 11-year-old daughter who she had when she was a junior in college. So she's been working full-time and going to school full-time, has gotten her bachelor's degree, master's degree, and now is working on her PhD.
That's it?
Yeah, and she's done all of that as a single mom, and so she got her dream job as a NASA internship, like a dream opportunity. But as an intern, NASA's not going to pay for your travel to get to Houston, Texas, and they're not going to pay for your lodging. So she already has lodging in Georgia, so she can't afford both of them.
Right.
But a GoFundMe was started by her sister or her cousin or something, and they raise enough money to travel, the air care, and for her to be able to, like, get an apartment. I mean, she's still
going
to have to pay some herself, but she'll have this dream opportunity, and she's been working her butt off as a single mom, and it's still gone this far, which is just incredible.
Maybe she'll end up getting a job offer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hello, this is perfect timing. What is it called? Space Force that we're doing now?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I mean, Trump said he's putting more money into NASA.
There we go.
Perfect timing. That's your Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into it. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Billionaire, that's with a B, billionaire Robert F. Smith received an honorary doctorate at the all-male historically black college in Atlanta yesterday. During his convention speech, and that's where, is that Morehouse? Yeah, I kind of missed that part. He said he's creating a grant to pay off student debt for nearly 400 students graduating. The grant is estimated to be $40 million, and Smith has already announced a $1.5 million gift to the college. So here he is. Imagine this guy's giving your commencement speech at your college, and you hear this.
On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019, and my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
What? Live the Will, girl. What? Imagine you hear that. Hey, Liv Karras, no student loans. Pork Chop, no student loans.
Honestly, this is unbelievable. That's amazing.
This is way too good to be true. I will believe it when I see it.
What, you think it won't happen?
He's going to follow through. He's a billionaire.
So what? Have any of you watched The Office? Remember Scott's Tots?
Oh, my God. You're right. Yes.
This, I would think that would be great for him to do. But if he is making promises that he cannot keep.
I think he's in a better position than Michael Scott was at Dunder Mifflin, okay?
These kids are going to end up with laptop batteries, and that's all they're going
to
get.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it sucks to replace, though, so that would be nice. Here he just asked. But he just said, hey, let's make sure we pay this thing forward. So I don't know if you have to necessarily pay over everybody's student loans, but that is a really cool story. Now, this is something I brought up a second ago. I am concerned about Liv or Pork Chop watching my animals, not because they like don't love them or won't take care of them, but this is an interesting story. A pet sitter was caught on the doggy cam naked inside the client's house.
What? Now that is so creepy.
Now let's go to San Francisco for this one. An area woman out there went out of town and used the pet service WAG. That's like where they'll go walk your dog or watch them to walk and feed her dogs, allowing access to her home. After getting back home and looking at the security footage, she found that sitter had her boyfriend over several times, made out with him, and sat naked on the couch.
Ew,
what the heck? That's so weird. Why can't you guys do that in the privacy of their own home?
The woman's like, it was funny hearing some of the stuff. She's like, my couch where she sat in the middle where she was naked has now been ruined. I can no longer sit in the middle of my couch.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, I'd be hiring a couch cleaner ASAP.
Yeah, I wonder if they have like roommates or something, so like they can't do those type of things at their own places.
That's just disgusting. Alex, I don't know if this will excite you, but I thought it would because it makes me all giddy. Chick-fil-A is testing spicy chicken strips.
Oh.
Yep, they're going to be tested in several places, Texas, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. So, if it works, I'm praying to the Chick-fil-A gods that it'll work. It could be nationwide one day. I love spicy stuff. Like when I go to, why wouldn't it? Because they have the spicy chicken sandwich, which is my favorite at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Give me the spicy chicken strips.
Makes sense.
I think like the only place that has spicy nugs is Burger King, isn't it?
No, yeah, but Wendy's. Well, Wendy's is bringing it back. Yeah. I tried the BK nugs, like 10 of them for
the
a buck.
The spicy one?
I got to give it to Wendy's. Wendy's has got the best spicy nuggets around. Fight me. Let's battle. And of course, our favorite part, sports stuff. War of Will won the 144th Preakness Stakes. As far as I know, there was no issues with that being the main winner. NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be behind the wheel of the 2019 Corvette Grand Pace car for the Indianapolis 500, which is happening. We're out of right now Indy in Indianapolis, Indiana on this weekend on Sunday. So that's kind of cool. Houston Astros reliever Ryan Pressly, he broke an MLB record for consecutive appearances without giving up a run, which is incredible as a pitcher to go that long. He, Friday night against the Boston Red Sox, had his 39th straight scoreless outing. That is impressive. That was a record that was held back in 2011. And finally, Pacers free agent Tyreke Evans has been dismissed and disqualified from the league for violating the terms of the NBA anti-drug program.
Oh,
drugs are bad, kids. Couldn't you give it up? Like, I don't think drugs are bad. Like, do your own thing. I don't care. As long as you're not hurting me. But if you're making millions of dollars, couldn't you just lay off for a little bit?
I just think it's like strange because you know there's other basketball players that are, you know, doing drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got to be smoking weed. So it's like, I wonder how he got caught.
It's just random stuff. I remember like whenever like certain athletes do like a big play or like Pat, I think of Pat McAfee, who used to be the Indianapolis Colts punter.
Uh-huh.
When he like boomed a punt like so far one time, like the next day he had a drug test.
Interesting.
It's just like, oh, it's random. Yeah, right. It's like, yeah, right. I kicked the ball like a mile. Now you're checking me out. That's Joe's Need to Know News. See all these stories and more on our website. It's joeandalexshow.com. Joe Alex, if you are currently dating someone that you've never met, or maybe in the past you've done that, online distance relationships are becoming so popular now with teens. They say that sex is actually going down between that age group. That really just blows my mind. I did long distance dating, but she was my girlfriend. And then I proposed to her a few months later. That's my wife, Lindsay. And we were like 7 hours away. We were like one end of a state to another end away.
But how long did you guys talk, either text or online, before meeting face to face?
Oh, not at all. Like, she was, like, I was already face to face, so I guess it doesn't count then, right?
No, but that's not true technically, because you guys met on Twitter. So there was a period.
Like, did you text for a week
before
meeting?
Oh, before
you met her.
Yeah. I worked in radio when I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And my wife lived there, and I tweeted out, like, hey, you know, call me Good Luck Chuck, because a girl that I was dating got pregnant after she dated me. Like, every girl after they went with me either got engaged or pregnant, so I was a really good luck charm. And she's like, oh my God, me too. I'm like, what, you're pregnant? But no. So I think after we started tweeting back and forth, about 2 weeks later, we actually, like, texted. And we went out, like, on our first date.
So you went out on your first date, like, the week that you guys started texting?
A week or two, yeah.
Okay.
Within a week or two. Not that long. Not long at all.
So according to the Wall Street Journal, who did this entire study, they said that if your teenager hasn't been in a relationship like this, where they communicate solely online only and haven't met face-to-face, then they definitely know, like, at least two friends that have. And they said that basically you are just dating online. Like, they don't even try to meet each other. Like, you go home and you just talk to your boyfriend on the computer, whether that's through an app or you meet on Snapchat or whatever. And I did this when I was in school. I for sure had these little relationships. And they said some of these can last months, or some of them will last years.
What do you get out of these relationships?
Crazy.
Like, what comes out of these? Because that sounds terrible and boring to me.
You know, kind of like companionship a little bit, even if, like, you aren't in person. But if you're younger, and, like, also, you don't have a car or you don't have your license, there's just not that much, like, need for, I feel like, in-person, like, companionship as much.
Is there
when
even
you're
a
younger.
Need for dating that young anyways? Like, if you can't do anything, why even date?
Well, you guys, this actually happened to me. Like, me and my boyfriend, Chase, we dated for 6 months before we actually met each other. Have I ever told you guys the story?
No, and that sounds so weird. 833-JOE-ALEX, it just sounds weird to me. I'm not saying you're a weirdo, but I don't understand this.
How did you guys start dating? What online forum did you meet on? Because clearly it
Craigslist?
Was online.
No, it's really embarrassing. But,
okay.
You ever heard of the website called Chat Roulette?
Yes.
Yeah, it's where people are naked and stuff.
I used to get on that whenever I went to sleepovers.
Yes, me too. We got on it as a joke.
Well, one night I was, like, working late at Applebee's, and me and all my friends, we got out of work and we were drinking. We went to my friend's house, drank some more, and then, like, we were drunk, and as for fun, like, we pulled up this website, and then so we were pretty drunk, and then we were on this Chat Roulette website. In case you don't know where it is, a random person pops up and is video chatting you, and it could be anyone in the world. So we were doing this for like 30 minutes, and then Chase popped up. And
by himself? Was he by himself doing
it? He was by himself, and they actually were really mean to him. Like, my friends, like, they started calling him, like, gay, or, you know, like,
oh,
as a degrading
nice.
Term. And I saw him and was like, I just felt so bad. I was like, oh, he's like a good looking guy. I felt really bad about that. So all my friends went to sleep. And then for a whole hour when they went to sleep, I tried to find him. I clicked next. There's like millions of people on this website. And we actually found each other.
Holy
no
smokes.
Wow. So where's Rihanna? We found love in a hopeless place. Come on.
So were you out at the time?
No, not at that time. I didn't even think I could date a guy.
But you thought he was cute.
Yeah, and we ended up talking. We talked for 6 months. Next thing you know, we dated, moved in together, and boom, we've been together 7 years.
That's crazy.
Wow, yeah. That'll be awesome
so
at your
you guys
wedding.
You dated for 6 months without ever meeting.
Correct.
But
when I was
mean,
in an eighth grade, that was when MySpace was still a thing, and I had found this kid that I thought was so hot that went to another school. And we friended each other on MySpace, started messaging and all this stuff for probably several months. And finally, I ended up telling my parents about him. I was like, hey, there's this boy. I really like him. I want to meet him. He told his parents, there's this girl. I really like her. I want to meet her. So his parents drove him like 30 minutes to my house and dropped him off. And my parents met him and stuff. And we ended up hanging out. And he was one of my very first boyfriends ever. And I ended up being his first kiss.
Aww. How long did you guys date after you guys met each other?
Oh, probably just a few months. But then we just stayed friends all throughout like high school and all those things. And then there was a little period in high school. I think we briefly dated again.
Hey, Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex show. How'd you meet your boyfriend?
I met him on a video game.
Which one?
A game called Second Life.
Okay.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
So how long did you guys talk online only before meeting, or have you ever met?
We have met, but we talked online for 10 months before we met.
Almost a year.
Wow, that's crazy.
How far away does he live from you?
He lives about 5 hours away.
Okay.
So that's doable. Like, if you wanted to see each other for a long weekend, you could. Now, how many times have you actually met?
He's come into town about 7 or 8 times.
Oh, wow.
And how long? How long have you been dating?
Almost 2 years now.
Okay.
Has either one of you talked about moving to be with the other person?
I'm actually moving this summer, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
Congratulations.
Dang, Second Life for the win. Hey, Sarah, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
But wait, Sarah, hold on.
Oh, okay.
If Sarah leaves, you're still going to listen, right?
Well, I have to go to school, so.
No, I mean like long term, like when you leave, I hope you download the Joe and Alex Show podcast. I say no, we're not letting Sarah move. She's staying with us. We're your relationship. We're all you need.
Turn that second life
that
into a third
like
life.
Sounds like a codependent, unhealthy, toxic relationship.
You know what? You were a little bit right about that one. Lenny, you're the social guy out there. I always see you doing stuff. Do you have any kind of connection to actual online dating? Because I know you get tons of like people hitting on you all the time.
Dude, I totally was catfished by a girl for 2 years.
2 years?
Oh,
Lenny, by the way,
yeah,
is our...
I was in love with this girl.
Lenny's our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1. So what do you mean you were catfished and in love?
So I had met this girl actually on a video game, League of Legends, and we talked for like... We didn't even talk. We were literally texting on that app, Kick. You know that app?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, we were texting back and forth. I wrote her love songs. And then one day I finally worked up the courage to talk to her. And she was like, "You sound like a girl on the phone." And it broke my heart to shreds.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, I started doing push-ups. I was listening to Eminem till I collapsed. And I started doing voice exercises.
Yeah.
And then what
happened? How old were you?
10?
I was probably like 13.
I was going to say, you had to have been very, very young if she thought your voice sounded like that.
Are any of those songs still around, those love songs that we could
maybe
play?
Dude, I haven't memorized.
But wait, how'd you get catfished? I want to know the end of the story.
Like, oh, yeah.
Did you finally meet her or what?
So my friend actually was on the phone when I was talking to her the day she said I sounded like a girl.
Uh-huh.
And after that, she didn't want to talk to me anymore, and she started talking to my friend.
Ugh.
So my friend Skyped her one day, and it turns out she looked nothing like the picture she was sending me.
But she was better?
She was bad.
I say we wrap this up on a positive note with love. Let's hear a little bit of that song that you memorized.
Are you ready?
Yeah, no swearing. Keep in mind, it's the radio.
Because every morning I wake up, I'm looking at my phone to check and see if you are at your home. Because if you were... We could text all day. We could fight and argue, but I love you anyway.
Oh my God.
That's so cute.
I got your location on your Snapchat.
Lenny,
I can see exactly
I wish
where
I would have met
at.
Somebody like you on Club Penguin. You can sing me songs. Oh,
you two are long lost goals right there. Thank you, Lenny. That was beautiful. Okay, this story you've probably already seen before, and the reason I'm going to read it and then get to it is I want to know, whatever your line of work is, maybe you got fired, maybe you didn't, but where did you hook people up with? Because I got a couple of jobs I got fired for where I hooked up my friends and family with free things. This lunch lady, she was fired and then offered her job back. She turned it down, but there was a student that came. He had a hot lunch. It was like $8 was the total, which, man, prices went up since I was in school. He didn't have it. It was like $0. So she's like, hey, make sure you tell your mom you need money in the account. Let this pay it tomorrow. Which next morning he did. One of the supervisors for the food company saw that. Like, what was that? She ended up getting fired and that made all the news and stuff. So that's what happened to her, and she doesn't want the job back. And the kid did pay the money back the next day. I'm wondering, what is your line of work or your hookup, your job that you did? Or maybe you currently still have 833-JOE-ALEX, where you kind of gave somebody the free hookup. Did you get fired for it too, kind of like this lunch lady did? I got a couple examples. When I worked at Subway... This is pre, like, Jared being a creeper touching everybody that we knew publicly, too. Like, it was cool to work at Subway.
I don't remember it ever being cool to work at Subway, but do continue.
All right, live the web, girl. You can hate all you want, but working at Subway, when you were a sandwich artist, it was dope because everybody loves Subway. So, I gave out, like, 6 or 7 free footlong subs one night after our football game. And because, I don't know, like, I guess I was stupid. Like, I judge kids saying, what a dumbass, but I kind of was dumb because... You can't do that. You're giving away a free product. But I did that. They caught me on camera the next week. Like, hey, we're going to fire you, but before we charge you with theft, we were wondering if you wanted to pay for your subs or not.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, I'd like to pay for those. So I bust out my debit card. Surprised I didn't overdraft because, you know, I'm in high school. I have no money.
They probably would have called the police.
But I paid for the seven subs and went about my way. So that was kind of stupid. I did that one. That was horrible.
That's like a little aggressive. Like,
what do you mean aggressive?
I feel like I just have always been so well liked at all of my jobs.
Yeah, but you weren't stealing.
Well, that's true, but I feel like...
But did you ever have a job where you gave something away to your friends or like
so
a person?
So I used to work at the university's gym, like where I went to college, and you need to have your student ID to be able to like scan, like swipe into the gym, and people would always, always forget their student ID, so they would like... I would let them in even though they didn't have it. So I could like kind of hook them up, but also I would have friends that would come in. And during like Christmas and Thanksgiving break or summer break, their friends who went to different colleges would normally have to pay $10 to get into the gym. And sometimes I would let them get in for free.
See, I always tried, but it never worked out. I guess I should have learned at a younger age with girls trying to impress them. If they bought like a car wash, like a $5 car wash when I worked in high school at this car wash place, I'm like, oh, I'm going to give you the super wash. And I didn't say it all creepy like that, but that's what I thought in my head. I'm like, hey, what's going on, Ashley? I'll give you the super wash. She's like, oh, thanks, Joe. I'll never give you the time of day outside of here, but that's awesome.
Oh, my word.
So I gave her the super wash. She got the wax, the wheel bright cleaner. I mean, she was looking good in her Mustang. True story. Hi, Ashley. I miss you. But that was like in high school. That was my little hookup. Did you guys have anything else where you hooked up your friends or family? Because I could have gotten in trouble. That was like, I think I was like half off. I gave it to her for $5 instead of $9.
I mean, I used to work at Sephora when I was just first starting in radio and I was part-time, and I would definitely give friends and family like different free products and things I would get if
really?
I didn't want them.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's cool.
I still actually I have so much in my bathroom cabinet. I have a box full of full-size products.
Wait.
Samples, deluxe samples, all these
don't
things.
Don't those go bad, though, after a while?
Some things, yes. Some things, no. It just depends on what they do. I have to, after a while, if I haven't used it, I do, like, every 6 months go through it, and I start having to throw things away because they expire.
Okay.
But I constantly I use that a lot of times. If I run out of something, I'll look in my box first, and then if I have it, I'll use that instead of having to go to the store.
Well, if you have anything you don't want, like, hook a sister up. I had no idea you had this, like, little secret box
yes,
of, like, makeup.
It's true. I do.
Ashley on Twitter said that she used to work at Taco Bell and it sat right next to a McDonald's. And so they would constantly swap like free food.
Oh, that's a hell
like,
of a
McDonald's
deal.
McDonald's would come over. Yeah.
That's working the system. What about you, Pork Chop? I know you've worked at Applebee's. You illegally broke into a pizza place one night. I mean, I don't know if that counts. But
oh, yeah.
Did you ever use your job to like hook people up with free stuff?
One time I could think of, and I was the manager at Papa John's, so I could do it at the time. I was working in New Jersey, and one of the New York Jets came in to Papa John's, and I'm a huge Jets fan, so I gave him a free pizza.
But see, here's the thing. I hate that. Rich celebrity people, they don't need anything for free. Why do they get all the free stuff?
I went to Panera last week, and the girl said I didn't have to pay because she liked the show.
Are you kidding?
This is bull
crap.
Yeah,
the manager.
I go to Taco Bell all the time, and they charge me full
wow.
price.
God. Wow, I can't believe you got free Panera and you're waiting until this moment right now.
Yeah, thanks for sharing,
us.
Alex.
Sorry.
That's really nice of you.
I don't always tell you guys the things that people say to me when I'm out.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
On SNL over the weekend, Pete Davidson rapped a song about the Game of Thrones finale.
Can't believe it's coming to an end. It's like my favorite show ever. HBO. Here we go. Dogs, no dragons, lots of wolves, blue zombies, armor clothes, sipping swords at Nintendo, prostitute houses, lots of wine, and a big wall. Never miss an episode.
Yo, Pete.
Yeah.
I didn't know you liked Game of Thrones. How come you never mentioned it before?
Oh, yeah, I don't really like to talk about my personal life, man. I don't like that attention.
Man, I miss the Lonely Island Boys. They were the best at doing those parody songs.
Yeah.
Like those, I mean, that was, what'd you think? I thought that was okay. Like,
it was fine. I'm not an SNL person. I don't like ever watch SNL ever.
Wait, you didn't see the Meghan McCain bit this weekend?
No, I don't ever watch SNL. Former NBA star Lamar Odom has admitted that he used a fake penis to pass a drug test in order to participate in the 2004 Olympics. In his new memoir, he wrote, "The joy of being named to be the 12-man roster quickly turned to anxiety when Olympic officials informed me that I would have to pass a drug test before officially joining the team. I got a call from USA Basketball that a drug tester would be coming to my house in a few days to administer the screening. There was absolutely no way I was going to pass. I'd been smoking weed every day that summer, and panic set in. I immediately started Googling fake you-know-whats and ordered one to have it delivered the next day. Then he went into detail saying that his trainer handed him the rubber thing and left the bathroom as he strapped it on. He said he unzipped his pants and carefully slid the fake one through the zipper hole, and that's what he ended up doing.
Now, what's really weird is that it was white, too. Like, nobody noticed that. Nobody said anything that it was white. Okay.
Sophia Richie signed a massive contract to star alongside boyfriend Scott Disick's upcoming reality show, Flip It Like Disick. Sources say it was Kris Jenner's idea to get Richie on the spinoff because it would help ratings and she would be able to market her. But the sources add that Kourtney Kardashian is upset about it because Kris has been putting all of this energy into Scott's show and she's been sitting on negotiations for a spinoff for Kourtney and Khloe. Elton John came to Rocket Man star Taron Egerton's defense, as some critics say that a straight man should not be playing a gay icon in a film. Elton was asked about the criticism the film was receiving about Taron Egerton, and he said, "That's all BS. I'm sorry. If people don't like it, review-wise, or it doesn't make $1, it's the movie I wanted to make, and that's all that counts. I can look back and say, you know what? I love it. I can live with it." The film is set to be released on May 31st. And two recently released inmates say Bill Cosby has become a mentor for younger prisoners. The inmates say the disgraced comedian helps people with fatherly skills like Heathcliff Huxtable. They also said that during his first 8 months behind bars, his wife and children have not visited him once. A Cosby spokesman says that he's asked his family not to visit him in prison because he doesn't want them to see him locked up. In less than an hour, I'll tell you about the surprising birthday gift that this rapper got his kid over the weekend.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Murder Monday is brought to you by CAMS Roofing and Remodeling. Lower your heating bills with a professional insulation installation by CAMS Roofing and Remodeling. Visit CAMSroofing.com to schedule your free estimate.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason that we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be happening in your area. Write this number down because you never know when you're going to need it. It's 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, what story are you covering today for Murder Monday?
The Vampire Rapist. This story starts out straight heat, so I'm just telling you now to get ready for it, because here we go. It's late November in 1985 in Malabar, Florida. A man is driving down the road when he sees a young woman naked, dirty, with her ankles and wrists handcuffed, hopping down the side of the road. He pulls over to help her, and she points to a white house off the road and says, "Remember that house," gets in his truck, and passes out. So he remembers the house and he calls police and gets her an ambulance. The hospital determines that she is missing between 40 and 45% of her blood and had ligature marks on her neck. She'd been hitchhiking the day before when a well-dressed man in a suit offers to give her a ride. He says that he's willing to take her wherever she needs to go, but that he needs to stop at his house first. When they pull up to his house, he invites her in, but she refuses. So he says, "Okay, no problem," and he goes in his house without her. When he gets back to his car, he tells her that he needs to get something out of his back seat. He opens the door right behind her, and before she can move, he's strangling her with a cord, and she completely blacks out. When she wakes up, she is tied to his kitchen countertop, naked, and she can't move her arms or legs. He's duct taped her eyes shut as a blindfold, but from the angle where she's laying down, she can see just under it enough to see her surroundings. A video camera has been set up with lights. She also sees the man who had picked her up standing next to her, and he's also naked. He starts to sexually assault her and videotapes the entire thing. Then she feels a prick. A needle is sticking out of her arm and her wrist. And just when she sees this, she realizes the guy is draining her blood.
Ugh.
And he starts to drink it.
Oh.
And he starts telling her that he's a vampire. After that, he handcuffs her and puts her in his bathtub. several times throughout the night. He returns for another round of sexual assault and to drink her blood. Then the next morning, after a third round, the man handcuffs the hitchhiker and leaves her in the bathroom, saying that he's going to be back later and that if she tries to escape, his brother, who is supposedly also in the house, will come and kill her. So she sits quietly and she hears him walk out of the front door and start his car. And when she knows that he's actually gone, she feels around a teeny tiny window on top of the bathtub, and she realizes that the lock on the window is broken. So she pushes herself out the bathroom window and crawls to the road through his front yard. She's still handcuffed at the wrists and the ankles. A police officer later said that he could not believe an adult human being could fit through that window. That is how tiny it was. Doctors also said that if she would not have escaped when she did, she would have died due to blood loss during the next extraction. So police go back to the house, and they discover that the guy who lives there is John Crutchley, whose wife and kid were gone for Thanksgiving vacation while this had all happened. Like, he is a married family guy. This house is decent looking from the side of the road. You would never think about the kind of stuff that was going on in there. And the girl had told police about the videotape and that he had videoed her sexual assault and the blood draining and all that. And they find the videotape. But the video had been taped over with something else because that POS came home, saw the girl had escaped, and then tried to get rid of the evidence.
He's like, all right, here's The Price is Right. We'll record on this one.
So John Crutchley is arrested during the search, which takes place at around 2:30 in the morning. And while searching John's house, police find a stack of credit cards several inches thick with a ton of different women's names on them. And in the back of a closet in the master bedroom, they find a bag with multiple pieces of women's jewelry. And they realize that this case might be way bigger than they thought. So they call FBI profiler Robert Ressler. Now, Robert Ressler is said to have been the guy who coined the term serial killer in the 70s. He's one of the original serial killer FBI profilers. He, like, made a living on being able to figure out, based on evidence at crime scenes and stuff like that, what kind of person a killer might be. Mindhunter on Netflix.
That was a great show on Netflix.
It's based on, I think this is one of the guys it's based off of. And he also has an amazing book that you should read or download the audiobook version of called Whoever Fights Monsters, My 20 Years Tracking Serial Killers for the FBI. And I'm reading it right now. It is excellent. So anyways, Ressler is convinced that John Crutchley had almost certainly killed before, even though they were only looking into him for a sex crime for this hitchhiker. Because this guy was bold enough to get a complete stranger in the middle of the day and then take her back to his house, that's why he thinks this. Because if you're a first timer, you're not going to feel confident enough to do all of that. He had a plan. And so Ressler says he's a serial killer of the organized type. So was Ressler right? Was the vampire rapist actually a vampire killer? We'll find out after these two songs as Murder Monday continues on The Joe and Alex Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on The Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
If you want to get a little behind-the-scenes look at what's going on with Murder Monday, we put a lot of photos up on our Instagram, usually the night before and the day of. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow. What I'm seeing right now, Alex, is I see the guy with these glasses. Is he the vampire killer?
Vampire rapist.
Rapist,
yes,
sorry.
John Crutchley.
What a weird-looking guy.
You can see his house and his wife.
That's his wife?
Yep.
We just get hot.
Yeah, so
why would you be doing that, bro? You got a good-looking wife at home.
You can see all of that at Joan Alex Show on Instagram right now. And tell us what you think on there. I also, so you would remember, the book that I was telling you about that Robert Ressler wrote is in the captions, so if you want to buy it or download the audiobook, you can. So FBI profiler Robert Ressler is looking into a case called the Vampire Rapist in Malabar, Florida in 1985. But Ressler has a hunch that this rapist might actually be a serial killer. So he does some research into this area of Florida, and he discovers that there are four female bodies that were found in the same county in the previous year, and that unexplained bodies had been found in Pennsylvania and Virginia, places where John Crutchley had lived in years past. He also finds 72 3x5 paper cards that John Crutchley had written women's names on, and he had described their sexual performances. So Ressler calls these women up, and a bunch of them say that John had crossed the line from kinky consensual acts into sexual acts where he restrained them. And you're probably also wondering where John's wife is and what she thinks about all this, since she was on vacation when this stuff went down. Well, John's wife had apparently cooperated in similar acts and talks to the press about his attack on the handcuffed teenage girl, which, don't forget, took place while she was away, so she was not there, with their own little girl for Thanksgiving. And she said that it had been, and this is an exact quote, a gentle rape, devoid of any overt brutality. Yeah.
I didn't realize that was a type that you could have. Wow.
Right. I didn't know there were such a thing as gentle rape, number one. And number two, if there was, I don't think it's whenever you restrain somebody and drain their blood from them. So there's that. She sounds like a peach. So let me tell you a little bit more about our little vampire rapist, John Crutchley. John comes from a well-to-do family in Pittsburgh, and he was described as a child as someone who had no friends. He preferred to spend most of his time tinkering with electronic gadgets in his basement, and for a while, his hobby for electronics pays off. He starts getting a pretty good amount of money repairing and rebuilding complex radio and stereo systems before he graduates from high school. Eventually, he gets his bachelor's degree in physics in Ohio in 1970 and earns a master's degree in engineering administration at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. He marries his first wife in 1969, but by the time he graduates from college, it's pretty much over. They'd been fighting and stuff, and so they end up divorcing, and John moves to Kokomo, Indiana, to work at Delco Electronics Corporation. But that job doesn't last super long because John gets fired from Kokomo after an investigation was made by plant security because some materials had started to go missing.
Uh-oh, we got sticky fingers over here.
And then he moves to Fairfax County, Virginia in the mid-1970s and remarries. And he works for several high-tech firms in the Washington, D.C. area, including a company called TRW, which is the same company my dad used to work for when I was a kid.
What?
So my dad, last night, I told him I was doing this case and I had seen this, and I was like, Dad, did you know of anyone that knew this guy? And he was like, no, he worked for a different like plant within the company, but that is so weird because it is not
sure,
a big company.
Sure, that's what your dad would say.
Yeah, I know. So it's not a big company. So it's really, really ironic that they used to work for the same place. And so at about this time that John is working for this place called TRW, several teenage girls disappear in and around that area. An FBI profiler Ressler finds out that even though John looked clean-cut and non-threatening, he was exceptionally controlling in his dealings with other people. Apparently, John's wife was perfect for him and completely brainwashed because she tries to say that his little vampire rape with the hitchhiker is nothing more than a little S&M that gets out of hand. She tells reporters that she can't quite understand the fuss and says that her husband is just a kinky sort of guy. John Crutchley's initial defense at the time of his arrest is that the hitchhiker was a, quote, Manson girl. And this happened like 10 years after the whole Manson cult thing. So that was just ridiculous for him to say.
It's a long time to be hitchhiking around like, hey.
And he said that she had solicited kinky sex from him. The hitchhiker is so traumatized from the whole ordeal that she refuses to press charges against John in court. But her rape counselor convinces her that after explaining everything, she said it would be her duty to other women for her to say something. And so she does. And John maintained that his actions were private and consensual and that he was just a sexual experimenter. That could have been maybe something that gave him some credibility had the hitchhiker not originally showed up at the hospital bleeding, missing half her blood. So that didn't really pan out. And what's really crazy is at the time of his arrest, the FBI also discovered that he had knowledge somehow of top secret level information regarding naval communications, information processing, and weapons equipment. Like, from the government.
Well, that's not scary. That's totally cool.
One of the places John had worked was a place called the Harris Corporation, which was highly involved not only with NASA research and launch facilities at Cape Canaveral, but also with other naval contractors and subcontractors. So the FBI thought that maybe Crutchley had actually been using his sexual escapades as aiding and abetting, or basically espionage. And if you don't know, espionage is the practice of spying or of using spies by the government to get political and military information. So the FBI tries to get him on espionage too, but that doesn't end up panning out. And they also can't prove that John was responsible for any of the mysterious missing women in his area. John Crutchley, the so-called vampire rapist, was convicted of kidnap and rape after pleading guilty in June 1986. The sentencing was 25 years in prison with 50 years of subsequent parole, but he only serves 10 years before being given time off for good behavior and being placed on probation. He was free for less than a day when his probation was violated by smoking pot, and he was sent back to prison where he committed suicide in 2002 at 55 years old by placing a bag over his head. And him smoking pot was... it had happened in prison still. So right before he had left prison the first time, they threw him a party in jail for him getting out, and he smoked weed. And so the next day on parole, they were like, you're testing positive for drugs. You're going back.
That sucks.
Isn't that insane? So to this day, Robert Ressler really does think that he was a serial killer and had killed these women, but they just could not ever prove it. So if you want to read that book, it is super good so far. I'm reading it. Whoever Fights Monsters, My 20 Years Tracking Serial Killers for the FBI. And you can see pictures of his wife, him, and his house. Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Do you think that he actually killed those women?
Of course he did.
Or was he just the vampire rapist?
No, he did all that stuff. They just, way back in the day, couldn't prove it. Hashtag Murder Monday, Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. We are the Joe and Alex Show, and Pork Chop has been, chomping at the bit. You said you saw something and you had to talk about it on the show. What did you see? Like, what's the deal?
Well, I didn't necessarily see something, but I got some disturbing texts over the weekend.
Oh, like drunk texts?
No. I was Uber driving, and my plan was to Uber drive until 3 a.m., but around 1 a.m., I got a text message from my boyfriend Chase and his cousin Carrie, who was here visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie said, "Hey, I met your coworker Joe." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool. Where'd you see him at?" "At the bar, but you need to come here now." And I'm like, "What? I'm Uber driving. I can't come now. Why do I need to come?" She's like, "You're not going to believe what just happened. Doesn't Joe have a wife?"
Of course I do, Lindsay.
Yikes.
Wear a ring. What's
yeah,
the big deal?
I was like,
I did not hit on her, if that's what you're saying. I said hi to her.
No.
I gave her a hug.
I heard.
I didn't hit on her.
I heard. So you must have been pretty drunk. I don't know. But I said, I'm coming right away. So I get there, and she says, apparently, you were very drunk. There was some listener. It was her birthday, turned 30. You were buying them drinks. She said some girl came up to you and like started making out with you or something.
What?
Okay.
Do you want to defend yourself here, Joe?
First of all, yeah, I wish you just would have came to me so I didn't look like such an idiot. Yeah, here's what actually happened.
Okay.
I was walking my dogs around this bar earlier in the night. I ran into some listeners. Yes, they listened. They recognized us. You could have seen it on the Instagram story over the weekend, but it's gone now.
I did see it.
Okay, good. So those girls, it was their birthday. So I said, "Hey, you know what? My back was still hurting, but I'm like, maybe I'll come out and I'll buy you a drink for your birthday." It was the girl's 30th birthday.
Okay.
So I did. I bought the girl a beer, and I only had 3 or 4 beers over 2 hours, so I was not drunk. I was just having a few Coronas,
okay,
relaxing. Now, a girl did come up to me, and I will address that. Those girls for the birthday party, we were cool, we chatted, we had a good time, just, you know, talked to them, celebrated her birthday, and bought her a couple of drinks. I get up, I see my one friend. I'll say her name, but I won't say her friend. I saw my friend Stephanie.
Okay.
Friend that I know, that I've known for a while, but I won't say her friend's name. But this girl is really cute, comes up, and you can just tell she was having a good night. She was having a good, like, party Saturday night. Her eyes were kind of almost glazed over. She was drunk, you know what I mean? Like, should not be driving, definitely going to Uber home. And she's like, "You smell good." And I'm like, okay, well, thank you. You
this
look
is
nice.
What Stephanie's friend said.
Yes, that's what she said to me. She's like, you smell good. And then she leaned in. Once again, this girl is drunk. I've done worse when I've drunk. She leaned in and she kissed me like on the cheek and the ear area. Like I have a beard, but she kissed me. And I was like,
that's weird.
And then she leaned in. She's like, Joe has a wife. She's like, oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
So that's what your boyfriend's sister saw. I didn't make out with some chick. It wasn't anybody that was there. I was at a place called the Red Room. It's a bar. I was up there on the top floor, wide open. There's no way I made out with anybody besides my wife.
I just think it's weird. Every single time that Lindsay's out of town and you go out, something like this happens.
What do you
like,
mean something happened?
Before that, you told us some story about how some girl was like grabbing your junk or something.
She
like
did
that.
Grab my junk.
I was there for that one.
You saw that one. Was that my fault?
What I'm curious about this
can't
time
help it. I'm so dang attractive.
Is what was your reaction after it happened?
I gave her grace because I knew she was drunk. I was like, whoa, like okay, like you know, and she even said her friend like pulled her away. It's like, nice meeting you. What am I gonna do, flip out? Like, what's wrong with you? I'm a married man. How dare you? I mean, she wasn't like putting herself all over me. She was drunk. Okay. You smell good. Leaned in for a kiss.
That's so uncomfortable.
Well, and to be fair, so being me cringy. And being accused of cheating on the radio, yeah.
I guess to back you up, in other countries, they do kiss on the cheek as a greeting.
I don't think she was doing it that way.
And also, like, the kiss, the cheek ear thing, ugh. Gosh, this is just making my body cringe. So did you tell Lindsay the next day?
I told her last night when she was home so she wouldn't kill me, and she was pissed.
Yeah, like, I just don't understand, like, honestly, there's a certain expectation you need to have, Joe. Like, what did you think was going to go happen if you're going out to a bar with a bunch of drunk girls?
What do you mean?
I just feel like that's, like, not a good scenario. Like, why are you even doing that in the first place?
Like, putting himself in that position.
I went out there to meet up with my friend DJ Killer Cam, first of all. We were hanging out. I told those girls, hey, it's your birthday. Let me buy you a drink. I do that every now and then for listeners. If I see them, if it's their birthday, I'll buy a shot or two. And this has been going on for months. It's not like something I've just started doing randomly. I don't see why I need, like you're saying that if my wife's out of town, I have to stay locked up in a cage. Like, I better not be around anything that doesn't have a ding-dong.
No, not necessarily. Because
it sounds like that's what you're saying.
But also, this kind of stuff keeps happening to you. If I were Lindsay, I'd be like, okay, there's a pattern here. Either you can't go to that bar anymore, because the type of women that are going there keep hitting on you, or you just, don't go out at all. That's what I would be saying, because I'm like, why would this keep happening?
I don't know why it's happening, but I want to be clear here. These are not instances where I'm doing something. Pork chop saw where somebody tried to grab my junk.
I saw that. Yeah.
I know, but after, even if you are not the one starting it, if you keep going back there where you know these things keep happening, then I feel like at that point, then you are inviting it to happen. Because you know the types of chicks that go there keep hitting on you and touching on
you. I know you're not, I don't think you're saying that, but that sounds more like, well, I mean, you kind of knew what you were asking for, which I think is not true.
You should have punched her in the face.
Oh my gosh.
That's the only reaction right there. Like, hey, don't try to kiss me. How dare you?
So I think it's like, I just think it's weird that you would go out with just a group of girls.
No, I told you. I went out with my buddy DJ Killer Cam.
And they just happened to be there.
I told them. I said, where are you going? They're like, oh, we're going to be going to this bar called The Red Room. So I said, okay, if I see you there, I'll buy you a drink.
Okay.
I didn't say, hey, let me hang out with you girls. I just ended up, like, they were there. And I was like, oh, let me get you the drink.
Okay.
And I did. That's all it was. I sat and I talked.
So Lindsay was mad, or did she say going forward, this is what we're going to do?
No, Lindsay and I trust each other. I think we have a really healthy relationship. If I'm going to cheat on Lindsay or she's going to cheat on me, well, then shame on that person, on each one of us for doing that. She trusts me. She doesn't like
other
girls.
So she didn't say, you can't go out anymore when I'm not in town?
I mean, after this conversation hits the radio, yeah, she'll probably say something like that. But no, I mean, she was pissed.
Like, she usually agrees with me what I say when it comes to these kinds of things, you're saying?
I'm not going
to
divulge that if that's true or not. But what I will say is that I wouldn't be happy with it either, but I know my wife. It's different if my wife Lindsay's drunk leaning in, or some like dumb drunk guy comes up to her, and this is the case. I don't know, like, where am I supposed to go now?
So she was mad at the situation, but not necessarily you.
She's mad at the girl for doing it. Yes, okay. And there's other people there that saw that. It was really misleading saying that, like, I made out with somebody. Mm. I didn't kiss this girl.
Yeah, so basically, moral of the story, this is all Pork Chop's fault.
Honestly, yes.
I'm just kidding.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. It's a Monday Music Marathon here on Radio Now. We are the Joe and Alex Show. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Maybe add to this list. This was trending. I've seen it on and off, but it's been almost a week now on Twitter. It was the hashtag odd things to say at a funeral. First of all, do we all agree that funerals, no matter if it's somebody you know and love or somebody who just went because you had to go, they're a weird place to be, right?
So awkward.
Like, it's never like, man, I feel so comfortable at this funeral. This is great. It's always sad. People are crying. The mistress shows up. It's just awkward. It's not good for anybody. Well, some of the hashtags responses were pretty awesome to odd things to say at a funeral. If you've got something funny that you know you should not say at a funeral, 833-JOE-ALEX or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. How about this one? Is the widow dating yet?
Yeah, definitely don't say that.
I love that. That's awesome.
I should not say it. Okay, I just want to make sure it's something I don't say at a funeral.
I was going to say definitely don't walk in and say, "Oh, you know what? So and so owe me money. Do you have Venmo,
oh,
PayPal? I mean, anything else like that?
Yikes.
I would love some type of payment. That'd be great.
I feel like something I would say." Like, would be, do I still have to cover their shift tomorrow?
Oh,
so yeah. Uncomfortable.
I mean, they're not going to be working it. Somebody has to. What about you, Liv? Is there anything you would not be saying at that funeral? Making it awkward?
Well, one time I laughed at my grandma's funeral.
Why?
Because I thought of this scene in Scary Movie 3.
Well, okay, if I haven't seen that movie,
so
what happens?
Scary Movie 3, there's someone that's dead in a casket. It's an open casket. And this guy thinks that they're faking. So they hop on top of the casket. And they're like beating up the dead
corpse
in the casket. And so I thought of that when I was at my grandma's funeral. I started laughing. So definitely don't laugh.
Oh, no.
Bad thing to say or do at a funeral.
I feel like if you're kind of pervy, you might say this. Like if you're a guy, but like... You know, he's not the only thing that's stiff here.
Oh,
I mean, I'm just saying that'd be awkward. You don't want to say that, right?
It's so bad.
I would judge somebody if they said that.
Odd things to say at a funeral. Lucky bastard.
What about this one? Cha-ching! Life insurance.
Ooh, that right there, I'm sure, would really get you some bad looks.
Ugh. All right, Porkchop's getting phone calls. 833-JOE-ALEX. If anybody has anything, odd things to say at a funeral. I feel like this. Why do I feel like this is something he would say? I just saw this one. I put the fun in funeral.
Oh my gosh.
He would try to DJ the funeral. He'd be like,
oh
hey,
my God,
do you
think
need
he would?
DJ?
He'd be like, hey, we're about to raise this beat up.
Don't stand in front of the casket and ask somebody, can you please get my Instagram picture? Please don't do that.
Oh gosh. So
let's go to Christina this morning, 833-JOE-ALEX. Christina, we're talking about odd things to say at a funeral. What happened?
Hi, I actually went to a funeral. My pastor's daughter passed away, and I had one of my friends with me, and the pastor said, thank you so much for coming, and my friend said, thanks for having me.
Oh, that is
did everybody
so awkward.
Look? Like, we're like, what did they just say?
It's
were
just something staring? That you just automatically always say to people, so I get
right.
why she said it.
Just by habit, yes. Okay, a few more here. Let's see. Odd things to say at a funeral. At least you didn't see the final season of Game of Thrones. I mean, a lot of people are upset about that.
Yeah,
they're not too happy.
300,000 are petitioning to redo.
Don't go up to the dead body and whisper, phase one is complete.
All right, you know, I think that's the final thing right here. This is something that you definitely, you don't do. It's an odd thing to say at a funeral.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, that would be a little bit awkward. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Alex is going to explain about something that happened with their friend, and I want you to call in. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. To tell us if you've actually ever heard of this and if it's common or uncommon. Now, Alex, what's the situation? It's with your friend?
Yeah, my friend Nicole is pregnant right now with her second baby. She has a boy, and then now she's pregnant with her first girl. And so she had a baby shower yesterday I went to. And when I told my other friends that I was going to a baby shower for her, they were like, wait, why? And I was like, well, what do you mean? Because she's having her first girl. And they were like, I've never heard in my entire life of anyone doing more than one baby shower. Like, only a baby shower for the first kid. Otherwise, there's none. And I have always known people in my whole life, including my mom. She had a baby shower for both me and my little brother. And I was like, well, I don't think that I understand you don't keep having baby showers. Let's say you have four boys. You don't just keep having baby showers. Maybe a sprinkle just for diapers and things like that. But otherwise, you don't do a full-blown baby shower. But I always thought it was normal to do a baby shower for each gender.
Yeah.
But almost all my friends who I asked said, yeah, I think your friend is super high maintenance and extra. I would never do that.
I think that's super extra.
Really?
Why is that super extra, Liv? If there's going to be a boy, you need boy stuff. If it's a girl, you're going to need girl stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'll agree with Alex going down the line. If you got three boys, then you know you don't need it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539.
So a lot of times at baby showers, a lot of stuff that you get is like, a crib or a stroller or like just, I mean, the little walkie-talkie things that go in the room. Oh, baby monitors.
Yeah.
Like you get a lot of mm-hmm. technology things and like bottles and all of that. You get all of these things that are used for both babies. I mean, yes, you do get some clothes that is very like gender specific.
All of that stuff she does already have. She has from
her
first kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Kid.
So why does she need another baby shower? That seems extremely
extra. Why can't you have
extra.
A live? Why can't they have a party?
Yes, clothes. But there was a lot of things she needed. She needed bottle cleaner. She needed more bottles. She needed nipple pads, nipple cream.
I think different things like
plain onesies and towels, washcloths. All that was destroyed. Bibs from her other kid. Those were ruined. So she needed all new of that stuff.
That can't be hand-me-down all the time. Like that can be like used and used.
I mean,
and used.
I have never heard of that. I think that's out of the ordinary to have a baby shower for both genders. Now a sprinkle is different. Now if she were to have a sprinkle.
What's a sprinkle?
It's like a small.
A mini version.
Yeah, a mini version of a baby shower. So if she were to have a sprinkle since she's having a girl, then I get that.
I don't see anything wrong with celebrating it. Let's see what everybody thinks. 833 Joe Alex. We'll kick it off with Jessica. Hey Jessica, what'd you want to say?
Okay, so I'm Hispanic, and they throw you a baby shower in our family for every single kid. They don't care if you have five girls, five boys, whatever it may be. You get one whether you want one or not.
That's so much fun.
Yeah, it's a great thing, though. You're celebrating a brand new life. What's wrong with having a baby shower?
Just for disclosure, my friend is not Hispanic, so we couldn't break it down to like a culture difference. So she is white, and so all my other white friends were saying how that is so high maintenance. I've never heard of it.
I just think that's mean on their behalf. They should be glad that she's having another baby. They should be happy for her and not
jealous.
You know, I feel like it's kind of like haterish. Like instead of saying, "Oh, how cute, let me just get her a little something," they're just like, "Ugh, like that's so ugly."
They must be mad all their babies are ugly. You know what I mean? Something like that.
So, like, I get thinking that. I mean, I think you can be 1,000% happy that someone is having another baby and like whatever. But I just think that sometimes like it is a lot out of like a person to keep having to buy presents for like baby showers, wedding showers. And especially if like you have a friend that is having multiple of those, you know, it is very costly.
So listen to this. So my friend Nicole also had a girl that was pregnant.
But wait, there's more.
And this girl who was pregnant yesterday at the shower is pregnant with twins. She already has two boys. So because she is pregnant with twins, she is also having another baby shower, third baby shower, because she needs double of everything. So she does already have one crib, one car seat, all these things. But now she needs a second one. So do you think that is fair?
I think that's fair. Just because, I think that's fair. She's having twins.
That.
All right, let's talk to Melissa. Melissa, how many kids do you have?
I have three kids.
You didn't have triplets, did you?
No. I have boys and a girl and another boy.
Did you have a separate baby shower for each kid?
Yes.
Even the second boy?
Yes. That's but the crazy. Thing is, there's 18 years between my boys.
Whoa.
Okay.
Well, that makes eight.
Well, that's
massive.
So I like to know, what happened for that 18-year gap? Like, what was it? Was it a magic margarita night? What was happening?
No, there's actually 9 years between all three of them. I have a 4-year-old boy, a 13-year-old daughter, and a freshly graduated from Ball State 22-year-old son.
There you go.
And why did you space all them out that way? Was that planned or no?
No, I just think that's how the Lord wanted my husband and I to have our kids.
Yeah, see, I understand. I definitely feel like in those situations, you obviously don't have any baby stuff anymore. You have to ask for new stuff.
Hey, I get that for sure.
Thank you, Melissa, for calling. Now, let's say hi to Brittany. Brittany's on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about this whole, should you have a baby shower after you had one or not?
I think so. And it's not that the person who's pregnant is throwing themselves the baby showers. It's their loved ones around them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my feel on it. And if somebody thinks it's high maintenance, for example, don't go.
One of my friends who said it was high maintenance said that if she ever tried to have a second baby shower after her first kid, whether it was a different gender or not, she couldn't do it because none of her friends or family would be supportive. They'd be like, you already had a baby shower. We're not coming to a second baby shower. That's insane.
What do we have against celebrating a brand new baby?
But Joe, you don't understand. It's not even just celebrating another baby. How many baby showers have you been to, Joe?
Not that
Probably
many.
None.
Right, exactly. Like, you don't understand how costly these things things are, especially if you keep having friends that keep having babies, keep getting married. There's bridesmaids dresses, there's wedding showers, there's bachelorette
That's
parties,
life,
there's
though.
Baby showers. Yes, but I mean, Alex, she has probably spent like close to $5,000 in the past 7 years or 5 years on other friends, like bachelorette parties, weddings, bridesmaids
Jeez,
dresses,
weddings
baby showers.
Are so expensive.
But that's everybody, exactly. though. That's everybody, though. All right, let's wrap it up right here with Jennifer. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Jennifer?
Hey, guys. I had two baby showers. My oldest is a girl, and then my son is 3. So my kids are 4 years apart, and I had a baby shower for both.
Really?
Yeah, but because I didn't have any new stuff. But no one buys you good items like a crib.
Yeah, I think
we're
making this way too much. Like, Liv's making it to me way more of a money thing. Okay, fine. If you already got him a gift, don't
be it.
It's
the parents and the grandparents that are going to buy the expensive stuff. Your friends never buy those things.
I mean, or your mom. Like, my parents' friends come to the baby shower. My mom's friends do. And they buy a ton of expensive stuff.
Brittany, I see on my screen you've had 5 kids. Congratulations. That just hurts thinking about it. But did you have a baby shower for each one of those little bundles of joy?
Yes, I did.
Dang. Now, Liv the Web Girl thinks, why?
Actually, I didn't throw any of my baby showers. My mother and my sister did.
Did you want to have them, or are you like, I don't want to do it?
No, I like to have them. It's not just about the presents. You've got games, and it's celebrating the new life to come. So having one for each one is not about getting what you need to get for them. It's about celebrating the new life to come.
It's always about the presents for me. So if nobody wants to come to a baby shower, I'll just throw a party and ask people to bring me presents whenever I'm on my second kid.
Alex is already trying to throw a baby shower and she's not even pregnant
yet. That's right.
Which makes no sense at all. Hey, thank you, Brittany, for the call. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's 4th baby arrived last week, and they have announced the little guy's name, Psalm. Kim says Psalm is the spitting image of his sister, Chicago. The name could be a nod to West's recent success with his Sunday service. Future gave his son, baby Future, a Rolex for
his... I saw that video.
Yeah, he gave it to him for his 5th birthday, 5 years old. Future posted a video of his son getting the gift, and his reaction was just, thanks. This reminds me of an avocado. Thanks. He posted the video to social media, and fans were quick to question why he would give his 5-year-old son such an extravagant gift.
Just because you can, right?
Right. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost are getting married. Is that it or Jost?
Jost, I believe.
Okay.
Which blew my mind when I saw that. I'm like, excuse me? How did he get her?
Well, they've been dating for a while. They've been actually dating for 2 years, and now they're and then they got engaged. No wedding date has been set yet. This will be the first marriage for the Saturday Night Live star, while it will be Scarlett's 3rd. Scarlett Johansson had also been married to actor Ryan Reynolds for just over 2 years, from September 2008 to December 2010. In a 2017 interview with Playboy, Scarlett Johansson opened up about her views on romance and why she's even skeptical about monogamy. She said, I think the idea of marriage is very romantic. It's a beautiful idea, and the practice of it can be a very beautiful thing, but I don't think it's natural to be a monogamous person. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has been canceled after 17 years in syndication. The long-running game show, which was a phenomenon in its initial network run on ABC and has aired in syndication since 2002, will end after its current season. The Bachelor's Chris Harrison has hosted the show since 2015. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is averaging about 2.24 million viewers this season, in the middle of the pack for syndicated shows as a whole, but well behind top game shows like Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, and Family Feud. Those all draw like 9.5 million daily viewers. So you can see how bad Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is going.
I was so bummed. The guy that's still winning on Jeopardy right now, he actually did really well on that show before, but my wife, Lindsay, just applied to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Aww.
Because you could actually usually make more money easier because Jeopardy split it.
Family Feud or something else?
I don't know how good she'd be at Family Feud, but I'm like, we need to.
She needs like hardcore trivia.
She needs nerd stuff. She needs to do it herself. And
I'd be good at
Wheel
Family
of Fortune
Feud.
Maybe would be fun. Maybe she'd be good at figuring out Wheel of Fortune.
It's weird how her brain works, but yeah,
also,
get on there, do something.
Would she be good at Survivor, Amazing Race? No.
She says she'd be good at Amazing Race. I think she would be. I would suck at it.
I'd go with her.
She wants to do it with her brother, Travis. They've been talking about it for years. It's not an insult to you. Would you do Amazing Race, Alex?
Absolutely freaking not.
I would. I want to do it. Yeah, with one of my old friends. Pork Chop, I'm sorry.
For like a year, the casting people from Big Brother tried to get me to do Big Brother, but I was not.
Well, Big Brother,
I didn't think I'd be
different.
Good at that.
Big Brother is different than Amazing Race. I think I would be really good at Amazing Race. I think if me and Pork Chop ever were to do that, I would get charged for murder because I would strangle him.
Only show, like, I could totally see you, Alex, actually doing Big Brother because you'd have to sit on your butt. That's all you do in Big Brother.
I've never watched it, but everything is a psychological mind game. Like, you have to be skilled at manipulating the other people.
You're way too paranoid.
Yeah, you are.
She would freak out.
Yeah.
I went out of the house now!
Ariana Grande got into full astronaut mode during a NASA Space Center visit. She dressed up as an astronaut as she performed her song NASA to a sold-out crowd. She posted videos to her story with the caption, "Thank you for the coolest day of my life, NASA. My mind is still processing and devouring every second of what just happened, but I can't wait to share more. What a special day and experience. Thank you so, so, so much for your generosity and for showing my friends and I around." Coming up in less than an hour, this actor was dropkicked at an event.
What?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Good morning. It's a Monday Music Marathon here on Radio Now. We are the Joe and Alex Show, and the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Last night was the series finale for Game of Thrones. 8 seasons. A lot of people saying, what the heck was that?
You think more people are disappointed than happy with it?
Yeah, and I want to say, spoiler alert, in case we do say something, or in case a caller does say something for Game of Thrones in particular, because I know some people are like, I'm gonna watch it today. Okay, so try not to give it away too much, Liv the Web Girl, because I know you weren't too happy, were you?
I was a little disappointed. Okay, so when the credits came on, when it officially ended, I felt a little unsatisfied. Just a little bit. Now, I was happy with who ended up on the throne after there was some like describing of why that was the person who ended up on the throne. But it just like, it was almost like the resolution took too long. So like the main thing that I wanted to happen within the first 15 minutes of the show or 20 minutes of the show. It's an hour and 20 minute long episode. Mm-hmm. So it's like that happened so quickly that it's like after that happened, it was just kind of like, okay, there's got to be something else big that's going to happen, and nothing ever did.
833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Game of Thrones ends last night. Which TV show ending made you the most emotional? And that could be any range of emotions from sad to crying to angry to disappointed. 833-JOE-ALEX. Now, Alex, did you have anything? Because you never watched Game of Thrones. You weren't a fan. But is there a show that had a finale you're like a little emotional about?
The best finale to a TV show is The Office ending. The last few seasons kind of sucked, but they really, really did a good job pulling it together in the season finale. I feel like most Office fans were happy with that last episode ever. I mean, I was bawling, but happy tears watching that. And then the most disappointing series ending for me with the finale was Dexter. I was devastated. I just sucked. It felt like they gave up. And so that was the worst one
so
for me.
I actually saw that. So Twitter has been going up in a rampage, like saying that it was like the worst series finale of any show ever.
Dexter?
And then, no, Game of Thrones. And then one person said, I thought it was worse, but then I remember Dexter as a lumberjack.
Yeah. I thought Dexter, I didn't like the Dexter ending. And also, it was very controversial at the time. I feel like it was just as big a few years ago, just as big as Game of Thrones was Lost. And
I never watched that, but I heard people complain about that.
It is amazing. It's one of the best TV shows of all time. And I absolutely love Lost. But the ending of Lost also, to me, was a big slap in the face. I was just like pissed off about that. So I would say between Dexter and Lost, those were the worst for me.
Did you guys ever watch The Sopranos? Because a lot of people were unhappy with that ending.
See, so my boyfriend Joel Daddy is a giant Sopranos fan, mm-hmm. and he was happy with it because it was open-ended and he liked the open-endedness of it.
I hate open-ended.
I don't. Tell me what happened now. 833-JOE-ALEX.
I will say my favorite series finale of all time was Scrubs. Scrubs had, I think, one of the best series finales of any television show.
I watched a few episodes of that show in high school here and there, but I didn't get into it enough to like watch it consecutively.
Scrubs.
Eric says on Twitter, @JoeAndAlexShow, the ending for How I Met Your Mother was terrible. I wasn't a How I Met Your Mother fan, so I don't know.
Let's go to Kathy this morning. Hey, Kathy, yeah, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Once again, if it's a Game of Thrones related thing, please don't spoil it if somebody hasn't watched it yet. But what is it for you, an emotional finale of a TV show?
Okay, it's not my fault if you didn't watch it, because I watched it when it was on. But it just, I don't understand, did Jon Snow, you know, there's just, did he go off with the wildlings and, like, go somewhere else? Or, like, I don't understand what happened. Did Aya, you know, find the world? Did she ever find love? You know, there's just so many, like, what happened, you know? I mean, you know who's dead, you know who's alive, but you just don't know what happened. And that's very, and it's like being a part of a family. You know all of their lives, you know all of their stories, you know, and you just want to know what happened to them. And it's very sad. But then Big Bang Theory also had its season finale.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
You watch the Big Bang Theory, Joe?
Yeah, it's a great show. Have you ever watched it? It's funny.
No, I don't.
Say something about Samantha. I think they all got kind of what was supposed to happen. Obviously, John didn't get what was supposed to happen, but I think where he ended up, he was happy because that's kind of where he started out and where he wanted to be and kind of where he first thrived. Also, Sansa, she got what she has wanted from the very, very beginning. You know, she got what she wanted and she was happy at the end. And the same with Arya. I liked that part.
It was interesting to say the least. Hey, thank you for the call. I was disappointed overall with the last season. Hardly any nudity like earlier seasons.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bud.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Liv?
Pornhub for that.
Okay, Sydney, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was the TV show, the finale that made you emotional?
The most emotional that I got was mostly anger from the ending of Lost.
Yeah.
There was literally so much that was not explained. Like the polar bear that was in the rainforest. Like, I just don't understand.
The polar bear in the rainforest.
Well, hello, Sydney. Global warming. What other evidence do you need?
Yeah. I guess so. That was definitely it.
Malcolm
tweeted us, and he agrees with me. The series finale of Dexter was a letdown.
Yeah. Someone said The Office made them super emotional. Oh, and the series finale of Parks and Rec.
Oh.
That was an emotional episode.
These are all shows that I've watched like one or two episodes. Like, I've never gotten into. I've never gotten into Lost. Lost blows my mind because it's a fat guy. How does this guy stay fat the whole time?
Oh, yeah. That guy?
See,
the curly haired guy?
He never loses weight. You know it's the island. It's crazy. It's mysterious.
Woo. You know what made me emotional? It's the ending of season, I think it was either 5 or 6 of The Walking Dead. Oh my gosh. Did anyone see that?
I honestly gave up on The Walking Dead. I was a huge fan, but that show's let me down.
Season 5 or 6? That was like when it was good.
I don't even remember anymore.
With Lucille.
Oh, the bat?
And yeah.
To the guy's head?
Yeah.
Or the girl's head?
Oh my gosh. What an ending.
All right. Hey, let us know. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I feel like Liv's kind of poo-pooing it out right now.
No, I just can't handle Walking Dead. I think it's like the stupidest show on television.
What?
Ever.
It's not my jam either.
It is a great show.
It is so silly and
I loved
so
it up to season 7.
You know, it's funny though, you and Alex like poo-poo it when there is a zombie apocalypse because it's written in the Bible, I think. You guys are going down so quick. Porkchop and I will survive for at least 2 days.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 23-year-old guy named Chris, he lives in Ireland, and he spent almost $4,000 to lower his Volkswagen Passat so the car sits super low to the ground.
Not worth it.
Like 4 inches of ground clearance. That is so, so small. And you're right. It definitely wasn't worth it, Alex, because the result of that is that he can no longer take his usual route to work.
Yeah, no kidding. I deal with this every single day.
You lowered your car?
No, it's just naturally like that. And so my car, the whole bottom of it is so scraped and messed up. The underneath of my front bumper is all messed up and broken and stuff. And I've just had to deal with it. I just started giving up trying to get that stuff fixed because as soon as I fix it, it gets messed up again because it just gets scraped on the road or I hit a pothole and then it messes it up again. My alignment's all whack.
The village he lives in installed 6-inch high speed bumps on various roads in the town. Those speed bumps means that Chris has to remap his route to work. Here's what he has to do. Listen to this. There's an extra 30 miles a day. That's 150 miles a week, 600 miles a month, and 7,000 miles a year, all because of these speed bumps that are too high for his car.
Ooh.
No, this is my favorite quote from Chris. Chris said, quote, "I feel discriminated against because I'm driving a modified car.
Okay.
It's lowered, so it's 4 inches off the ground, and I'm being denied my right to drive on these roads."
Everybody wants to be a victim.
Oh, poor Chris. That's a big waste of money right there. That's why we're making you our dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the dummy of the day at Joe and Alex Show.
We are the Joe and Alex Show. It's a Monday Music Marathon, which means we got no commercials going all morning along as we do the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, by the way, Murder Monday is coming up in about 25 minutes. Alex, I know you always work hard on that. Like, that's your whole weekend. I mean, I'm sure you have some kind of a life, but what can we expect for Murder Monday around like 9:30, 8:30 Central?
The vampire rapist. This is a unique one because throughout the story, you're not really sure if he actually did or didn't murder anyone.
All right, cool. It's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. I saw this in the whole thing was kind of advice you thought was useless until you actually tried it. And I wanted to just kind of narrow it down to what's the best advice you ever got, whether you thought it was useless or not. 833-JOE-ALEX. Think about it. Maybe mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, a mentor, even a friend might have given you some good advice. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. Does anybody, before I share the things that I found, does anybody in the room, Alex, Liv, Porkchop, you got any good advice that anybody gave you or no? Sorry, I'll try your mic right there. My advice, turn your mic on.
Yeah, so my parents, my sister always used to give me this as advice, probably from when I was like in eighth grade, I would say until probably like last year. They always said get, you know, like 8 hours of sleep a night. Like, make sure you get enough sleep.
And have you ever done that?
I don't think I've, like, ever done that in my life before. And I get normal sleep, and you'll actually see, like, the benefits. You won't be cranky. You won't be, like, tired. You'll feel better. You'll feel more energized. Your brain won't be as foggy and everything like that. And I never, ever, ever listened to them until probably, like, 2 years ago, and turns out they were right.
So you have been able to get it, and it made a difference.
Like, I tried it for a while, and it did make a difference, but, like, it's hard to keep up with.
Yeah, with this job, we have to get sleep, because when you try to wake up this early, and you have to put in all this energy, because we can't just sit here and, you know, sit at our computer desk silently. You really have to be energetic. Right. And so if you don't have enough sleep, like, you will suck at this job.
Yeah, and so, and, like, even, like, when I was in college, I would literally get, like, 2 hours of sleep, because I would be studying, and then, like, the next night, I would, like, go out and, like, party until, like, 4 a.m.
That's Liv right there. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Let's go to Renee this morning calling in on the Joe and Alex Show. Renee, what's the advice?
Good morning. The best advice that I got was take ownership of the reactions that you get, because it's the delivery that causes the reaction.
Ooh, that's something I need to do. I get bad reactions when I deliver, I think. Is that safe to say, room? Would everybody agree?
Yeah.
Okay,
My granddad was a sales guy. I'm a sales guy now, so it's really helped with our successful sales career.
What are you hawking? What are you selling?
I sell hotels, so it's just really about, you know, there's hotels everywhere, but it's just how you deliver it.
Do you need us to stay in a bedroom to make sure it works?
Absolutely. Yeah, that works every time.
All right, cool. We'll be a bed tester for you. You guys don't mind sharing like twins, right? Me and Porkchop will have one. You and Liv can have the other.
Right. Dude, no. There was this girl that I met the other day, and she has two twin beds pushed together to make one normal size bed.
Doesn't she fall in the crack?
That's what I would think.
I never
that has to be
that.
Uncomfortable.
Middle of the night, you're like drunk. You're like,
I bet it's horribly uncomfortable.
Here's some other ones I found. See if you like these or you're late to them. Somebody said, you can't please everyone, and that's okay. I used to be emotionally exhausted and stressed all the time because I wanted everyone to like me. Ever since I heard those words, my anxiety went down. I'm a people pleaser. If somebody doesn't like me, I'm like, well, what can I do to make them like me? I feel like Porkchop's the same way.
Oh, yeah, you don't say.
You think Porkchop is more that way or Joe?
I think Porkchop is more of a people pleaser, but I think it affects me more than him. Like, it gives me more anxiety. Porkchop never seems anxious to me.
You don't think? See,
he's
I think
a worrier. There's a difference between anxiety and worrying, I think.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. I think worry is less.
Constantly worrying.
Yeah.
But I think anxiety is worse. Would you not agree or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it goes anxiety, like worry, anxiety, stress, like anger.
Do you think that you have anxiety, Porkchop, or you just worry?
Oh, not at all. I do not have anxiety.
So you just are a worry wart.
I guess you could say so, yeah.
Or as he says, I'm safe but sorry.
If you find out that somebody doesn't like you, how long does that bother you? An hour or like for weeks?
Oh, definitely not for weeks. I'd forget about it. I'd say maybe an hour.
What do you think, Joe? Is yours an hour, days, weeks?
Oh, somebody say it again. I'm sorry.
If you find out somebody doesn't like you.
Oh, it never goes away. I got to fix that.
For years?
Yeah, I'm like, why don't they like me? What did I do to them? And then you have to realize, like, you didn't do anything.
That stresses me out.
Like, do you feel the same way?
How long does it take you when you figure out someone doesn't like you?
Probably like a week.
Yeah, okay. That's
how do you get over that then? Like, if
I just forget
advice,
about it, just letting
you
it
cram
go.
Other stuff in your head.
Yeah, I mean, you're just in everyday life, you have other things going on, so you just focus on something else.
Christina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Thanks for calling in at 833 Joe Alex. What's that advice?
It was from a church member, and she told me taste my words before I spit them out.
Ooh.
Like, think about what you're going to say before you say it.
Why do I feel like Alex Livin' Porkchop lined up all these calls and they're all directed at me?
If you feel that way, you're getting convicted on your own. Yeah. That's not us.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have any doing in this, sir. So
sure.
If you're feeling a little like guilty, yeah, that's on you.
You wanted to do this topic. This is your idea.
I don't know what you're talking about, Alex. Hey, thank you, Christina, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. I like this one. I think this is something my mom used to tell me around about. Anything worth doing is worth doing right. So mm-hmm. don't half butt it. You know what I mean? Like, do your work. Do it right. If you're going to do it. Otherwise, don't do it at all. And I figured, like, this is something Liv the Web Girl's mom would tell her. Try the natural remedy. For example, they said somebody told them, like, no, try hot honey and lemon when you have a cold or a sore throat. And they swear by it, saying it does work.
Potatoes in your socks when you're sick.
What?
If you slice a potato and you put a sliced potato in your sock and go to sleep, when you wake up, you will be 100% better, and the potato slice will be black because it absorbed all your sickness.
Okay, here's the thing. I can never tell.
That's so gross.
I can never tell with Alex if she's actually telling the truth or not.
It is the truth.
Wait, so you've actually been sick, and
you tried a potato
in your sock?
Yes.
I was literally so sick all last week, felt like death, had to come
into
work.
It'll take the flu.
How come you didn't tell me this last week, Alex?
I don't know, because you never listen to me.
Sabotaging?
Listen to this. This mom even does it with her kids. She says, my son had a little cold, so I put potatoes in his socks around 8 or 9 at night. He didn't cough once throughout the night, woke up 100% better, totally cured the cold, and he went to school the next day.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
You just wanted to hear the song.
Potatoes, all day and all day.
And put them in my socks.
I'm showing them a picture.
Oh, that is disgusting. No, 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 no.
It's just a potato. It absorbed the toxins.
Gross. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9, and that will wrap it up for a Monday. Murder Monday, by the way, we're putting so many different ways for you to get it. You can check out our podcast at joeandalexshow.com, and of course, anywhere you listen to your podcast, we're pretty much there. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show, subscribe, give it a nice 5-star review, and drop a comment on there. And another way is YouTube. Yeah, we have a YouTube channel. If you have not subscribed yet, go there. That way you'll get notified every time we put up new show video and content. For example, Murder Monday today, that's almost up there. Our internet is incredibly, painfully slow. Liv, will it be up there this week, do you think?
It'll probably be up there, I would say tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tonight or tomorrow.
Tomorrow or Wednesday, depending on our Wi-Fi? Okay, we have the slowest Wi-Fi in the world. That's just a fact. It's like dial-up, but slower.
That's true.
No doubt about it.
You would think it would be different, but nope.
I don't know about you guys. I've been struggling to keep my MySpace updated. My profile song, it's been a pain. Alex, what do you got going on today for the rest of your Monday?
We have some stuff to film today, so we're working on that. We have a Comcast show that is on Comcast On Demand. What channel is it?
Channel 81, Thursday nights at 10 p.m.
Yeah, we have to do that, and I have a few errands and things to run before we have the race this weekend. So.
Oh, no, we got our big carb night party. Tickets are still available, $10 if you go to radionowindy.com. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have, of course, Allie Brooks going to be there, hosted by Jordan Kimball.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
From The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise, which will be a blast.
Dude, I cannot wait to like see him.
Pavilion at Pan Am. Get your tickets now at radionowindy.com. So that sounds cool. Liv, what's happening with you?
I have to work later, which I'm not really looking forward to. But what I am looking forward to is the Warriors game tonight. I think that they are going to sweep the Trailblazers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, which I'm looking forward to the game, but like I'm not looking forward to Golden State being in the finals again. It's just like so boring.
I don't like dynasties. Like Alex loves the Patriots. I'm like, nah, can we get somebody else from there besides Tom Brady?
Oh, I like that.
See, I'm over it.
I'll pass on that one.
Honestly, after the Pacers were eliminated, I'm like, what's basketball?
Probably a lot of people feel that way.
Pork Chop, what about you, man? What do you got going on?
Nothing crazy. Just like Alex mentioned, we're filming for Comcast. And then I probably got to clean up the house a little because, you know, had guests. I had guests this weekend.
Pork Chop went cray cray.
Yeah, no, not me. Chase and his cousin did.
Well, yeah, like Alex mentioned, I'm going to run. I think I'm going to do some grocery shopping real quick. Then we got to come back, tape our Comcast TV show. And then I'm going to go see another doctor, which is not my main doctor because my main doctor is so booked about my back. I am praying to the sweet Lord, baby Jesus above, that I don't have an actual back like surgery injury kind of a thing. But this pinched nerve thing has really been bad. I don't like pain, and this thing hurts. So
you need to figure that out for sure.
Say a prayer for me today, Alex. When you have Chick-fil-A, like, bless the meal, then bless me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Alex, Lou the Web Girl, Pork Chop, myself, Joe, we got to get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.